Steve, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. And when we were talking to you this morning about your Derby Horses Works, and it came up about the Hall of Fame, I was trying to determine if you knew or did not know at that point.
I knew.
You
I
knew?
I did know. Yep.
When did you get the word?
Thursday. It was very special. You know, went home briefly for this week and was with Julie when got the news. And to be able to share that with her was a very special moment.
It's been hard keeping it to yourself, though.
Yeah, it has. It has. It has. You know, I did. I'm going to get in trouble for admitting I've known, but I held off and letting my mom know until this morning because she would not have kept it to herself. But you know, tremendous accomplishment. Very proud of it. You know, to be able to go in with Rachel simultaneously, you know, same year is just very special. But just, you know, very grateful to, you know, the whole team and everybody that has continued to support us all through everything. And, you know, it's kind of unique, the Hall of Fame in horse racing, because I feel like we're in the middle of this. You know, it's not as reflective. You know, we're talking about being put in the Hall of Fame when, you know, we're 11 and 12 days away from the Oaks and the Derby, and we just, you know, so anxious for how that goes. But, you know, it's very proud of the accomplishment, but also realize how many people that helped me get here.
Sign over there. Maybe now I'll say Hall of Fame trainer.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, well, let's try to make a Derby winning trainer too. You know, since we're on a roll here. But you know, the Hall of Fame itself, just you know, it's extremely special to, you know, the whole family. You know, come from a racing family. That's putting, you know, it's putting all of us in there, and, you know, Scott and Darren and Toby and Pablo and just the whole team. You know, it's just everything that they've done, the sacrifices everybody's made, and, you know, try and do it right. You know, to be honored in such a way is tremendous, and to try to make it a great party with family and friends.
Mm-hmm. A week ago, after the horses had worked, and you were asked about the Hall of Fame, you said it'd be a tremendous honor if it comes, but right now what you really were focused on was the Kentucky Derby with these two horses, but now that you're in
no, I think now, you know, now that we're in, it's party, you know. True blessing to be in this position and to be honored in such a way, and I want to respect it the way that it deserves to be, and enjoy it with family and friends, you know, and want them to know what it's putting them in as well.
You've won the Eclipse Award as Outstanding Trainer twice. You've had two different horses be Horse of the Year a combined three times. And you've had a lot of champions. You've won the Breeders' Cup Classic. You've won the Preakness. Yeah. You know, compare where they're all different, but where's the Hall of Fame? What's different?
Curlin won Horse of the Year twice, and Rachel was Horse of the Year once. You know, and they got us here, and you know, their ability, and we were blessed to be around it. I think the Hall of Fame is an honor for the whole team, you know, and all of the work and sacrifice that they've made, and, you know, to be enjoyed with, you know, everybody you've ever trained for, as well as everybody who's, you know, ever worked for you, you know, because it is a culmination of everything, you know, whereas the Breeders' Cup wins, or the, you know, Oaks, or the Classics, is a horse's individual effort.
I think I'm good.
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.